This is a mother-daughter podcast, but it is not for kids. This podcast will be discussing adult subject matter that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion advised.
Welcome to Don't Look Podcast. My name is Kat.
And I'm Kat's mom.
And this is a podcast where
I watch uncomfortable movies with my daughter.
So you don't have to with yours.
And I guess we should say our tagline.
Yeah, because now we have a tagline. We so put it on the stickers because it sounded cool, but then we were like, oh yeah.
That's our tagline. We should use it. So our horror to watch.
Your pleasure to listen.
Hey, that's our tagline.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to weave that in better. As we go.
And welcome to spooky season. I think the Super 8 knows for sure, and anybody new listeners will just let you know, we don't believe in spooky season because some of us...
hold up. We believe in spooky season, just spooky season 24/7.
Yeah, some of us are spooky all the time. We had a new person start at work, and my work bestie was like, don't worry, we're not scary or anything. And I was very upset. I was like, speak for yourself. I personally am terrifying. I don't think the newbie fully appreciated
what was happening.
That's how I feel about it. I mean, come on, man. Give it the program. Or don't. Whatever. I don't care.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just vibing.
I love it.
In a terrifying way.
I love it because sometimes I'll wear my like spookier tights to work, so they'll have like bats or skulls or something on them.
In the middle of summer.
And then people will be especially recently, like in the past couple months, people have been like, ooh, Kat, are you getting ready for Halloween? And I'm like, what?
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Yes.
But this is our spooky season special.
Yes. And it's one of two because you'll get a bonus episode again this month.
Bonus Halloween.
Ooh. Yes, girl, I'm a Hollow Queen. Okay. I wear the crown. It's what I do. Where is my crown?
I don't know where
my crown is here. I thought it was here.
Over there, I think.
It should be up here.
I think it's on that table over there.
It is. I can see it. I have to get it ready for all the events that I have coming up this month.
Yeah, except you're working for the Ghouls Night Out.
For one weekend. I'm working exactly three shifts in October. Three. Count them. One, two, three. And of course, everything is happening on that weekend that I have to work.
Yeah, it's either happening on the weekend you have to work or when you're going to be in Florida.
Yeah, like there's no getting around it. But I think there's going to be plenty to do. We're going to... Kat's not going. Because she doesn't have time off from her new job, and she really doesn't really like the haunted house life anyway.
No, but I would have fun still.
Yeah. So the husband and I, God help us, are taking a trip to Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando coming up, which by the time this comes out, we'll be back. And I'm really looking forward to it. We went to California last year, Super 8 will remember, and maybe other friends of the pod. We did the whole thing out there. We saw a ghost. Yay! And we did Halloween Horror Nights, and we had so much fun. We had the most beautiful weather and in the best time, and can't wait to go back to California. But I do remember liking Orlando a tiny little bit better as far as Universal was concerned, just the Universal part of it all. So we'll see. We were in Universal in 2019 before the whole pandemic of it all. So this will be a revisit 5 years later to see if it was as good as I remember. But I know it's getting mixed reviews this year. As long as I get a freaking Marshmallow Man s'more, that's hot, I will be happy. I will be a happy, happy girly.
I really want to go next year. I really do just want to eat the snacks and like wander around and have little drinky drinks. I think that's so much fun. And I have less trouble when it's like branded IPs that I know, because I know what to expect. I know what's happening.
Yeah. And I mean, what do we have this series? Ghostbusters that you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's the whole Wolfman and stuff. Like the Universal ones are like fine.
Yeah, the Universal monsters we have every year. It's funny because we had Ghostbusters when we were there in 2019 too. So we're going to revisit Ghostbusters again this year with Frozen Empire. What else? You know, I don't think you watched Insidious franchise.
I did.
You did? You watched them?
Yeah, I watched a good chunk of them because I wanted to hear that ghost song. Ghost song. Yeah. Yes, I didn't watch that many. I was binge watching them at my old job.
There was a number that you could have skipped and it would have been fine.
I feel like I could have because, wow, those.
There's so many. There's so many. What are there? Five?
There's so many.
Six?
Like five or six.
I think there's five. I watched them when I had COVID. So, I mean, it kind of all blended together after a while. But there's definitely some that have nothing to do with anything else. So you probably could have watched, like, maybe the first two and then jumped to the last one. And it
because I think I watched, like, three and half of four and then gave up. So.
So Insidious, what else? They have, like, the, you know, like, Sinister Sweets and Slaughter Cinema mm-hmm. and all those things in there. I think they've got the monsters. The Latin American monsters, which we saw
at
in
California.
Hollywood last year. So interesting.
Oh, is it the same?
I don't know. Oh. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. And then what's the other? I can't think what the other big one is. I don't know. But we'll follow up next up. And I'll let you know what they all were and how they were. Oh, Quiet Place. Quiet Place, which I don't even care.
No.
I'm not a fan of The Quiet Place. Many issues with The Quiet Place. So many issues with The Quiet Place. But this is not the time or the place to get into them.
No, because today is a day of fun.
Fun. All fun.
All fun. I guess we should talk about the fun things that we did between last recording and this recording really quick. Because we did so many such fun things.
I am wearing the shirt right now of how much fun we had.
Mom is wearing her shirt. From when we went to go see Grady Hendrix.
And it says, I practice witchcraft with Grady Hendrix at the Mahoning Theater.
Yes, we went to the Mahoning Drive-In to meet Grady Hendrix. Now, we have met him before, and he is still just as lovely.
So just down-to-earth, a cool guy. Just, like, very easy to talk to, very personable, very, like, fan-forward, just very cool, like we'll talk to anybody about anything and just like really appreciative of the people that come out.
Yeah, just a sweet guy. Just we did tell guy. Him about the pod. Grady, if you're listening, thank you so much.
Yes,
you mean so much to us.
He said he would listen, but I really don't,
I don't
blame
believe him.
If he doesn't.
It's okay, Grady. It's okay. You don't have to.
You get a pass forever, but if you are, wow, okay, cool. Wow.
Yeah,
Grady, I wouldn't even know what to do with that.
Wow.
Yeah. My absolute horror crush is Grady Hendrix.
He's forever. He's
although
really
I'm getting
great.
On the Stephen Graham Jones train. Like I'm really.
Did he do
really
horror movie?
It. No, that's Paul Tremblay, and that
I want to read that one a lot because
the best Paul Tremblay book I have ever read. I hope I'm saying his name correctly.
I do want to like have a little book club break to like talk about books.
So
but
good.
We need to focus for a second.
It was so good
because not only did we do that, we went to RetroCon, which was wonderful, amazing.
Yes.
Mom got her Grumpy Bear, which the Super 8 might remember us talking about during Everything Everywhere All at Once. I believe we mentioned that Mom was not allowed to have a Grumpy Bear as a kid, and it's the only bear she wanted.
It's the only bear. Well, I'm Gen X. I was a child of the 80s. I grew up with the Care Bears, the OG Care Bears. They were a big part of my life. Care Bears, Shower Sharkade, like all that junk was there. And I was not allowed to have Grumpy Bear because Grumpy Bear was blue and Grumpy Bear was obviously for boys. So I was allowed to have Cheer Bear or Sunshine Bear and I hated yellow. So I was like, I can't have Cheer Bear. So that's the bear that I had. And no offense to Cheer Bear or the people who love Cheer Bear or Sunshine Bear. Is it Sunshine Bear or Funshine Bear? I don't even remember.
I think it's Sunshine Bear.
Because I think the lion might have been Funshine something. Mm. I don't remember. But
I thought the lion was Lockhart.
Oh, you know, it was Lockhart. Who the heck was Funshine then? I don't know. Maybe I'm just misremembering because I hated it. I don't know. I only ever wanted Grumpy Bear. And we went to DirectorCon and he was just sitting there for $8. And he's brought me so much joy going around the house during his Care Bear stare at everyone and making everyone grumpy.
The best part was when you excitedly were carrying Grumpy Bear around RetroCon, and the one woman turned to her boyfriend or husband or whoever she was with and was like, she was allowed to get one of the $8 bears.
It's like everybody should, all the girlies should be allowed to get whatever they want, whenever they want, you know, as long as everyone is consenting. But and you're not like throwing yourself into debt with your money. But like,
she deserved the bear. She really did.
Everybody should be able to get their $8 bear.
Less than $10. Like, yeah.
Because this resolved like so much childhood trauma for me. Like this $8 bear. He's literally sitting next to me right now. I love him. I love him so much. He's so beautiful. Look at my son. Pride is not the word I'm looking for.
So but it is like a vintage.
It is an OG grumpy bear. It is the one that I wanted when I was very small. So I'm very excited to have it. I'm so excited. I love him. And we have new additions to the family also. We've got new Spuds.
Oh, yes. The new ghost plushies came in.
Because we have to talk about ghosts.
Of Secundo.
At least a little. Yeah, we got this. We got our Secundo plushies. And it was funny because Kat was like, that thing is hideous. And
it is. I did not say that.
It is hideous, but we have to have it.
I did not say that. I did not want it. What I said was he was the ugliest one.
Fair.
Which I stand by.
But he's ugly
like a pug.
On us
he's
so
really,
much.
He really is ugly like how...
Number one, quality construction on this little boy.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And he comes with a little staff with a crucifix on it.
I am loving that he comes with a staff, and his elastic is really nice as well.
He's so
pretty.
He has a little smock. His little cassock has like a shiny green underside that I love. It's a beautiful color.
It's very much like the one that Secundo wears.
Yes, and it's really... It's probably one of the best made ones, I think. He's really lovely. I like him better than, and sorry, if you're listening, Crab Rangoon Papa, this one is a little better.
I would agree, because my Crab Rangoon, the first Crab Rangoon that I got especially, had like a lot of defects.
Yeah. And they're just not as cuddly. Like, you can't really snuggle because their hats are very stiff. But Secundo's hat is cushy.
You can just snuggle
right up with them. Like, if you take the little crucifix out, you can have a good cuddle.
And because it's on an elastic, you can really easily take it in and out.
I love him.
He's great.
Yeah, so new potates in the house.
I know everyone wants a Terzo, and we may one day get a Terzo, but I'm very happy with my Secundo.
I like him. I think he does not get enough press, and I'm very happy. I actually have quite a bit of Secundo in the house. I have a Secundo mask. I have a Secundo little action figure.
Yeah, I thought Secundo was your favorite.
Secundo, Papa Neil is my favorite.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But I do love Secundo also. I like to say Nihil. I know they say Neil, but I like to say Nihil because it makes me happy to do. So that's what I'm going to do. And
I
you can hate if you want to.
I'm very torn between Nihil and Kopi.
Oh, well, I got to love Kopi too.
I love my little Kopi. I think
we say spoilers now?
I guess we
about the Gooby?
Yeah, if you have not seen the Gooby, watch
it. Tune out for 30 seconds.
But like, yeah.
Father Imperator.
I'm so excited for Father Imperator.
I know. I can't wait to see what's happening. Like, I'm freaking out. We were just literally talking about this earlier. Like,
he really seems
back,
like kind of a douche in the movie.
I think he's just trying to find his way. Like, he's always been like a child.
I feel like he should listen to Nihil more.
Well, who wants to listen to their parents?
That's true. Anywho, if you tuned out, you can come back.
Yes, come on back. Yeah.
So that was really exciting. And then also, I got to meet Bobby from Repo Genetic Opera, which was a wonderful experience. I was so nervous. This was like one of the like few people who are famous that I've met that I've been like so starstruck.
So as little context, this was at a convention called Famous Monsters of Filmland, which came right here to Valley Forge at the casino that's right here. And if you don't know who Pavi is, it is Ogre from the band Skinny Puppy.
I did not know that.
And if you don't know Ogre from Skinny Puppy, he's Pavi from Repo the Genetic Opera.
Yeah. Who, after like considering it for a long time, might be my favorite character from that movie. Probably is my favorite character from that movie.
Pavi?
Yeah. I just think he's got such great one-liners. And he's okay.
He's good.
One of my favorite songs from that movie, besides Needle in a Bug, which isn't even in the movie.
Really? Needle in a Bug?
I love that one. Don't know why. Really like it.
Comes in a little glass vial.
It is, but that's such the base. Like, this is, you know, like.
This is so good.
This is the strawberry Pop-Tart. Like, Zydrate comes in a little glass vial is the strawberry Pop-Tart.
Strawberry is not my favorite Pop-Tart, but okay.
Needle in a Bug is the Spider-Man Pop-Tart. You don't know that reference? It's a whole other story.
No, because I'm old.
It's on TikTok. It's like a big... Shout out to y'all who know that that's such a fake, a basic fucking bitch answer. Or however the TikTok goes. Anyway.
It's the pumpkin spice latte of answers.
It is. I love Mark It Up. And I think
Mark It Up too.
Pavi's role in that is so good.
Yeah, it's good.
So
I agree.
That's my stance on Pavi. So yeah, I got to meet him and he signed a little picture for me and it was so great. And I would have probably taken a selfie, but I was shaking very bad. I was very nervous.
She was very nervous. She was shaking probably for at least a good half an hour after she met him. And he was like the nicest guy.
He was. He's super sweet.
Very,
super
very, very nice. If you're a Skinny Puppy fan or a Repo fan and you have the opportunity, please, please, please meet him. He was fab.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, and I think that's most of our exciting, fun things. I do want to have a book club, but I think we can do that at the end because I don't want to build up too much in this space. But I do want to talk about books a little bit.
All right. Sounds good. I think that's all the exciting stuff. We have, of course, more stuff coming up in spooky season. There's tons of stuff happening and coming up and going on.
Constantly.
That we will either be still leading up to or have done by the time this comes out. So we'll try and keep you guys abreast of all the cool stuff that happens.
And
plus,
we'll...
bonus app coming up at the end of the month to celebrate Halloween.
And we'll probably talk a bit about our fun stuff during that bonus episode. I know we don't normally, but it's spooky season, so there's so much more stuff to talk about.
Yes. Very exciting. All right. So that being said, what is the fun thing we're going to do right now?
We're watching Wolf Cop!
Wolf Cop! So, coming back to our roots of just trash horror that I love so much, that makes me so incredibly happy, Wolf Cop 2014, it is unrated, according to IMDb, has a running time of a very cool 1 hour and 19 minutes, so not even a 90-minute film. You can get this in and out in like a, you know, in a lunch break almost. So
whose lunch break is an hour?
Oh, that's what some people get an hour lunch. Smashy gets an hour lunch. So
I get half an hour.
If you watch it on double speed and you take an extra couple of minutes, you could totally squeeze it in.
Okay, true.
You could totally squeeze it in. So I'm just saying it's a really quick watch. It's a lot of fun. Love Wolf Cop. We've both seen Wolf Cop before. Have a lot of love for this movie. I don't know why it's not more popular. They did make a second, which honestly I have not watched because I couldn't get my hot little hands on it for a while, but I think I can now, so I'm gonna go back and do that. Maybe today. I don't know. We'll see how I feel. So that's what we're going into.
Yeah, and I mean, it's you know, your classic story of cop and werewolf that are the same.
They're the same person. Yeah.
Cop becomes werewolf. Solves crime, but not, I guess, really.
I mean, he did stop some crime. So, I mean, you know, I guess that is something.
Yeah, you know, your classic story of a werewolf cop. Much like Velocipaster, but a werewolf cop.
Yeah, we'll have to... Oh, I'm going to go with Velocipaster.
I don't know if there's anything uncomfortable in Velocipaster.
I don't think there is anything. Just aside from the whole Velocipaster of it all. I have to think about it. Oh, I guess,
yeah, religiously uncomfortable.
Yeah, I have to think about it. All right, so let's go. Let's go cue this up. I'm excited. I haven't watched Wolf Cop in a while, so I'm hyped.
Yeah, no, it's great.
I'm hyped. I think if we're going to watch Wolf Cop, we have to have donuts.
Yeah. And liquor.
And what, meat? Like meat-flavored donuts?
Meat-flavored donuts. Yeah, meat-flavored donuts and Jack Daniels.
Ugh, I hate Jack Daniels.
He's always drinking Jack Daniels in that movie, though.
I guess I can try. I guess I can forge ahead if I have to. Just
force it down.
Just choke it down. When I come back on here slurred, you'll know why.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, all right, let's go.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Just as a reminder, this podcast is being brought to you by our sponsor, of course,
Liquor Donuts! Man, you gotta get ready for that drink and shoot, right, man?
Getting ready for the drink and shoot, you bet. It's a town tradition.
Town tradition. Gotta hunt the, what is it, wild bear?
It's some kind of bear?
Bear creature of...
Yeah, the mythical
bear...
Bear.
Bear man of whatever town this is. The town that starts with a W. Winter Point?
No, it's like Haven.
Winter Haven? It starts with a W.
There you go. We really paid attention to this one.
It's not what it's about. Honestly, it's as coherent as the radio announcers are.
Really? Oh, I love this movie so much. I love it.
It's just a good time.
It's a good time. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend checking it out. It is, I mean, we've got trigger warnings for drug use, drinking.
Alcoholism, yeah.
Oh, so much drinking in Wolf Cop. Gun violence, of course. It's a slasher, so there's going to be a lot of blood, guts, gore. Probably the slimiest werewolf transition scenes that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
A lot of face peeling in Wolf Cop.
Well, let's just say the transformation scenes are the ones, there's like three types of wolf transformations. You have the ones where your flesh stretches and you sprout hair, and you've got the ones where like your skin explodes off and that's how you become a werewolf. And this is the second.
What's the third one? You said there was three.
The third one is when you like turn around and then you turn back and suddenly back. You're a werewolf.
Kind of like the Lon Chaney, like he like was fine and yeah, now he's not. And
now he's not.
So this was like definitely the he also peels faces a lot.
He
like,
does.
He's ripping the faces off of several people. And at one point, his partner kind of like, oh, Lou, this looks like your face. And she kind of talks.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Lou. I'm drunk. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, it's a whole thing. This is pretty amusing if you're into that sort of thing, which I am.
It really makes me think of the first episode of Harley Quinn on HBO Max when Joker rips off the guy's face and then puppets it.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm surprised it doesn't make you think of Repo, where he's, like, wearing faces.
That's true, but it's slightly different.
Or he's puppeting the guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good.
Or, you can also say, like, a Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 kind of situation happening in there, too. True.
So don't many iconic that. Face scenes.
Face rips. Yeah, I know, right? All right, so, I mean, not a ton of, like, super uncomfortable stuff. You're going to see, I mean, there's like references, there's a lot of peeing on things in this movie, which we didn't even bother with because at this point, I don't know, like that's super terrible. But I mean, like you see a lot of people peeing, being peed on, peed at, like it's like a whole, I kind of wonder now, like, what was the director's vision here? Like, I don't know.
I thought it was like a dog dominance type of thing, like a marking of territory.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it wasn't always just like the wolf cop who was doing it.
No,
it was,
but
like,
I thought it was just like
to pee on stuff.
Yeah.
So this was written and directed by Lowell Dean, which I'm not really sure what else he's done, to be honest. The research on this one is nil because it's just fun. This stars people who I've never seen before. So we've got Leo Fafard, which I'm hoping I'm saying correctly, is the lead character of Lou Garou, who was the deputy. So if that doesn't like give you a hint as to what's going on, he is both the deputy and the wolf cop. So good for him. His partner is Tina. That's Amy Maticio. And again, sorry if I'm saying that wrong. And, you know, just like they're the two mains, and then there's just like a host of others. I guess like the wacky sidekick is Willie Higgins, who was my favorite character personally. And that's played by Jonathan Cherry. And I really enjoyed him. I always like the kind of the wacky sidekick. I always feel like that's kind of where I'd want to end up. Like, I don't really have main character syndrome. I just have like goofy sidekick syndrome. Where I'm just like, really, hey, me too.
You really don't want to be the center of attention, but you also want to like do things and be included.
Yeah,
but,
like I just kind of want to be off to the side where I can just kind of like peel away if I need to. Like, I don't have to be there for the whole thing. Like, I can just be there for like the main part, and then like when I'm done, I can just leave.
Yeah, I think that would be a great spot to be where you don't have like the pressures of like,
yeah, I don't need all that
fulfilling the hero's role or any
like yeah, last time I was at work, like everyone there had like main character syndrome, like all the patients had main character syndrome where it was just like, I'm the only one, everything I have is important, nobody else counts for anything. It's like, we have some really sick people down the hall. Well, I hope they're a lot sicker than me because I'm in here suffering. It's like, bro, there's literally nothing wrong with you. You're just like waiting for placement because like Medicare says you have to have 3 overnights. Like, you're okay to leave. Like, I don't understand like what you think you need so desperately right now. It's like, I have someone next door to you who literally cannot breathe right now. And that's like something people need to do. So when your airway closes off, you let me know.
You let me know. You give me a call.
You push that button all you want. Ridiculousness. Yeah. So that's, I try not to, like, that's not my vibe. Very, very rarely will I ever be like, somebody needs to pay attention to me right now.
No, and whenever someone talks to you in public, you get very uncomfortable. Like, a stranger, like, comes up to you to, like, ask for directions or, like, say, hey, that thing that you're wearing is cool. You get, like, really uncomfortable.
It's like, I'm not even here. Not even in this room right now. Who are you talking to? I'm a ghost. The artist formerly known as Cat's Mom. All right, so Wolf Cop, I think we start off in an uncomfortable situation, don't we?
I mean, yeah, yeah.
Let me throw at the cat as she chokes.
We don't start off great. we have like a whole little montage of the previous wolf. And then at 1 minute, 53 seconds to 2 minutes, 20 seconds, you are met with Deputy Lou Guru waking up in the morning with his nude woman Art and a naked woman in his bed.
Yeah.
Mostly naked woman.
Yeah. So he's got like a velvet painting of like a naked lady, which, you know, class, pure class. Yeah. And then like whoever he took home last night, just like in her undies, like laying on the bed. So you do see some breasts, I believe, in this scene. So if you're uncomfortable with that, that's probably a good spot to just like once you hear the music from like the opening credits, or just like you don't even really matter to watch the opening credits. You'll pick up the thread.
Yeah, just like sit there and pop popcorn for a
minute. Yeah, be like, oh, we're starting. It's like, oh, okay, I'm just getting the popcorn for everybody. I'll be right there. And then just roll up it. You won't even miss anything. It'd be all right.
Yeah. Nah, because you get the main point that Lou is drunk and not really clean, not really put together.
No, because he's just like slugging back. I think he like realizes that he's late for work and he peels out of his driveway and then like stops to vomit into the street and then just like drives by a whole bunch of crime and just like keeps going to work. So what was he, like 2 hours late, I think?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, like his partner, Tina, was supposed to leave like a couple hours earlier, and he's like just now showing up.
Yeah, he was supposed to relieve her for the night shift.
I love that you see like the plaque of like the employee of the month, and it's just like Tina for like 2 years.
Yeah,
like,
every month.
It's her name every month. It's so great.
I think that was a really good detail.
Yeah.
And then we're pretty set. For a long time.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about what happens in between there?
What's the next moment?
The wolf ween.
Oh, okay. How long is that? When's the next?
22:40. So 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's all about this town of Wolfhaven. I'm going to say it again. Of Woodhaven. This town of Woodhaven, which apparently is just like riddled with crime. There's a mayoral election coming up. It's the same today as it ever was, as it was back in 2014.
Same as it ever was.
You have the incumbent mayor, and then you have like, you know, who's like, oh, we want to keep everything traditional. And then you have like the new fresh face who wants to come in, clean everything up. Yeah. And just really put like a new spin on everything and like make Woodhaven just like this new, like get rid of all the crap that's been going on and like the old regime and just like really make it like a nice place that doesn't have like people beating up bums on the corner or like graffiti everywhere or like meth deals happening.
Like big major gang that just kind of like wanders wherever.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like looting and robbing.
Doing whatever they want.
Yeah, what is it? Piggies? They're called the piggies. Yeah, they wear pig masks, which... Ugh. But, yeah, and they just, like, rob everything all the time, and, like, no one seems to care. And, I mean, you can see that because Lou just, like, drives by everybody, and it's just, like, whatever.
No, and the town is, like, covered in graffiti.
Yeah, it's gross. It's so gross. There are, like, some gross graffitis that you'll see, but, I mean, we didn't really include that because it was kind of just, like, graffiti you could see anywhere.
And it's not, like, good graffiti, like a graffiti artist. It's just childish spray paint.
Yeah, and Game Grumps moment.
Game Grumps moment.
Game Grumps moment. If you watch the Game Grumps playing Gas Station, which you should.
You should. It's pretty cool.
Because it is my favorite Grumps. I Supermarket, but I love Gas Station so much.
I think Gas Station's a little bit too complicated for Grump to get a hold of.
I don't care. I love watching it. At the Dust Bowl gas station, there is a kid.
Dennis.
Yes. Dennis the Menace. Dennis, who comes around and will graffiti on the gas station. And this is the level of graffiti. Like, it's like a penis with wings or like Dennis is awesome or like King Dennis. Yeah, like that kind of thing. That's the kind of like crap graffiti that you see going up everywhere. You know, and like I said, Lou Guru just like drives by all this crap like he couldn't care at all. But he does get a call that there's like a noise complaint, kids partying. And that's when he drives out to go see his buddy, at his, where does he work even? Like a gun shop? Or
yeah, it's a gun shop. It's something and no.
Yeah, Willie.
Something.
Yeah, where he goes out to see what's going on. And Willie is just kind of like, yeah, I've been like videotaping people. Like, you know, there's like some satanic something or other going on out there. Da 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 da. Like all this stuff.
In the woods.
In the woods, like around there. But like, you know, of course, Lou doesn't investigate any of this. He like goes to the bar where the hot bartender works.
Because right, he just thinks it's just some kids listening to like, heavy metal.
Yeah,
and,
like there's some pentagrams in the woods, who cares? So, like, Jessica's the bartender. She's, like, super hot. She took over the bar after Tina's dad died. So, yeah, Tina and her don't really get along. So he just, like, goes there to drink and, like, stare at her and, like, try and pick her up, pretty much is what he does.
And he is clearly a regular there. Like, she comes over with his order before.
Yeah. It's like a shot and a beer.
Yeah.
And then, like, another shot. And then another shot. And then another shot.
So, finally, though, Lou does go out into the woods to investigate what's going on. He finds some porno mags and what was the... And bongs.
Bongs. Yeah, like, scattered around. And he hears something.
So he goes to investigate, and he finds the new mayor, the
the young mayoral candidate, Terry.
Terry, thank you.
Yeah, like hanging upside down in a tree.
And he's like, Terry, are you okay? What's wrong? What's wrong? And Terry's like, behind you! And then, dunk, he gets hit on the back of the head.
Right.
And then he wakes up the next morning in bed, just totally fine.
Yeah, and he's, like, really not sure what's going on. And then, like, he goes to shave. And, like, as he goes to shave, like, new hairs grow, like, immediately. And then
he's got, like, a permanent 5 o'clock shadow.
And then he's like, ah, something hurts. And he, like, looks down at his chest and he has, like, a giant pentagram carved
into his chest.
And he just has, like, flashes of memory that, like, come back. And it's just, like, all goofy and crazy and everything. Yeah. But, I mean, you know.
His senses are heightened a bit, though. And then when he sees someone kick a dog, no, more crime in the town.
He actually says something,
which is, you know, unusual for him.
Not that he does anything about it. He just says,
hey, don't do that.
He's like, or what? And, like, he just drives away.
Yeah. So, normal cop day. He goes.
Yeah. I mean, there is the town tradition of the drink and shoot.
Yes, the drink and shoot, which we mentioned in our comeback.
Yes. And that is something that happens every year in this town. It's sponsored by Liquor Donuts, which is, like, the thing in town. It's like the store where you can get liquor, donuts. It's like a convenience store too. They have like general grocery snackies, like sodas, things like that. And like that sponsors like everything in the town, and it sponsors this drink and shoot where literally they go hunt the bear thing in the woods, like some mythical big bear beast. And they drink and they shoot.
Yeah, they just get drunk and shoot guns in the woods.
This is fine, right?
Super
totally,
safe.
Totally fine. Absolutely no problems. Because Terry ends up killed, they are going to cancel the drink and shoot. So Lou starts investigating because Tina was like, well, when was the last time they canceled the drink and shoot? And it was 32 years prior. There was a solar eclipse, and it was when her father died. So she's like, hey, you know, I'm just saying, think about it. So he like actually does, like he rubs his brain cells together and he's actually like,
yeah, and he does go back to the bar, but he is doing police work.
And the bartender's like, what? Like, no shit, really? You're doing police work? Like, what the hell is this? But she's like, okay, like we're going to close early today for a private party. So it's like, I don't know, 10 to 10 or so. And she's like, okay, everybody out. And they're all like mad, but they all leave. And she's like, hey, Lou, like, let's get together. Like, let's do some stuff.
Nice.
And he's like, I'm totally there. And she, like, goes to take the trash out, comes back, and is like, hey, let's go. And then he's like, I feel sick, and heads to the bathroom,
and he barfs.
Yes.
And then he...
Because he thinks maybe he ate something bad. But he didn't eat
something bad. He was just like... drank too much or something. No, he definitely ate something weird.
He didn't, because spoiler alert, he's a werewolf now.
Spoiler alert, yes.
And this he goes to pee,
and then he starts peeing blood, and then uncomfortable moment number two, 22 minutes 40 seconds to 22 minutes 50 seconds. Very short. Nope, 22 minutes. Yeah, 50, sorry. His ween turns into a wolf ween.
It's total Wolfween.
Total Wolfween.
So you see, like, absolute, like, penis. I mean, the fakest penis you've ever seen. But it's there.
It's there.
It's the whole thing. And you get to watch it transform from, like, a human to a total, like, giant Wolfween. Yeah. So it is there for you. I've never seen that before in any of the other werewolf movies I've seen. I've never seen it start with the genitalia. So kudos to Wolf Cop for normalizing wolf peen. I appreciate that.
It's very unique.
I've never seen it before, but there you go. So, and then we talk, it's that really juicy, slimy, skin exploding
which is
wolf
weird because his peen does not explode.
It kind of does, though.
Okay, it kind of does. But not to the same degree that, like, his arm rips out.
Yeah,
of, like,
I mean, it's not cute.
No.
It's not a good look. I didn't like it.
No.
Yeah. It's gross. The whole thing is gross. So then I guess, like, hijinks kind of ensue up until this point, up until our next uncomfortable moment. I don't want to, like, go through the whole thing because...
It's, like, most of the movie.
Yeah, it's like, most of the movie... It's so much fun. I really want you guys to watch it. It's just like, you know, it's a wolf cop rampaging through town with, like, his sidekick who, like finds him. Like, hey, bud, I found you. And it turns out you're a werewolf. Like, Willie. I mean, he's just like the yokel who's just like, dude, like, I record everything because it's paranormal and, like, all this stuff. And it's like Lou trying to.
He, in the first time you see him, he hands Lou a mug with the alien that says believe.
Yeah. So like... it's like, you know, they're researching the occult and they're trying to find out what's going on. And, you know, he's like there the whole time, like, hey dude, you were like a total werewolf, and he like puts wolfbane in his eggs and stuff just to prove it to him. Like, it's just like goof em ups. And you know, then he locks him in the cell when he's gonna transform, you know, that old trope of like, oh, lock me up, I can't be out. But of course he just like opens the door and then decides he's gonna go out and fight crime. So being a werewolf actually made him
a better cop.
And just kind of like wreaks havoc throughout the town, like stopping meth deals and like robberies and like all this kind of thing, like revamping his cop car. Like, there's just like all these montages of everything. It's just a lovely thing. And, you know, that just kind of continues up until
54 minutes, 3 seconds.
So you get a half an hour of like just werewolf fun.
Yeah. And then, you know, this scene will last until 56 minutes, 14 seconds.
Yeah, it's a while.
It's a while.
It's a while.
It's a while. And you see like the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. And this is really, I don't even know how you want to peel off for this one. You might want to save that long bathroom break. It's like, because the movie is so short, it's kind of hard to make an excuse to like, I gotta go. So it's like, maybe you ate something bad. Maybe you drank too much and you just have to head off to the bathroom for a couple minutes. I don't know. Maybe the pizza comes then. Time that pizza out. Something like that. Because
you gotta take an important call.
Oh, that's a good one. Important call. Just tell your buddy to call you.
Although, why? Even don't do that. Just like look down at your phone and be like, shoot, I gotta take this.
I gotta go. And then you seem cool. And you get to peel off. Although I will tell you, if you peel off during this time, you're going to miss a sweet, sweet jam from the band Parallels.
That's true.
I am obsessed with this song. I have it on rotation. I listen to it often, probably more often than most people. I love it. I'm just going to very quickly, and I would love to talk more about this, and I will, I promise you. I am in a Halloween horror movie watching group, which I probably mentioned last year at this time. It's The Madness, and it is run by the head huntress on Facebook. And it's totally ridiculous, and it's just dumb. And it's just, you have to watch it's quantity over quality. And I put so much into this every year.
She does.
There are so many people that do. And the only thing that you win is bragging rights. There's like nothing else. But like, I feel like I know some of these people now. It's like a lovely thing. And one year it was just like animals. there's a theme every year, and the one theme was like animal transformation. So I got to watch all the werewolf movies, all the killer shark movies, killer crocodiles, shark puss, anacondas, all that crap, which I love, is like my heart. So the clue was just them playing the song called Moonlight Desires by Parallels. And I think that's probably all you can sing. I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, I don't want to get sued. That's all I'm going to do. I'm sorry.
No, I strongly encourage you to listen to it. It's fantastic. And it was just like someone like kind of like playing the song and like doing like a whole little dance and pantomime to it. And I was like, I know exactly what this is. I just watched this the other day. I love it so much. That's how much I love the song. So if you...
If you're
going to take it or pretend to take an important call, stay around so that you can hear the jam.
Just like stay on the other side of the wall.
Or even better, just like add it to a playlist on Spotify because it's a sweet jam.
It's a pretty sweet jam.
I love it. I love it. I don't know much about Parallels or like any of their other music, but like I love this song.
Yeah, I thought for the longest time, I thought it was like a legit trendy popular song.
I don't think it is. This is the only place I've ever heard it.
It's just because of how often you play it.
I play it a lot.
I thought it was just like, yeah, that's just a song.
Yeah, and I get excited when it comes up on my playlist. It's true. I know that it's on, but like, I still will get excited. I really like it. It just hits the right spots for me. So just... if you peel off, and I don't blame you if you do. Did we even talk about what this is yet?
I don't know that we did.
Because like, I'm so busy like gushing over Parallels.
Yeah.
If you peel off, I don't blame you if you do, because it's a total werewolf sex scene.
It is. It is.
The sexy bartender takes her implants into the cell, tells Willie to go pound sand. I think he even says, well, I guess I'll just fuck right off.
Yeah.
He's like trying to warn her, like, he's really freaking strong, like, just be careful with yourself, blah, 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 whatever. And she's like, no, I got this. And like, it's a total, like, what, 2.5 minute, 3 minutes, something like that.
Oh, yeah, like 2.5 minute.
Two and a half minute werewolf sex scene, naked boobs.
Yeah, it's really just a lot of him feeling her boobs. And I think it's like the same segment of her. It's like the exact same thing.
It's like four times. Uncomfortable though. It's just like in this big hairy wolf suit, and she's just like, you're just like,
yeah. And it's those elongated, like disproportionate werewolf glove hands,
and
like,
you just know how slimy he was, and you're just like, bleh.
Yeah,
like, bleh. Like, I don't want it. It's not cute.
It's not cute.
If you're familiar with Bram Stoker's Dracula and the very brief werewolf sex scene that occurs in there, that is about 400 times sexier than this werewolf sex scene, I feel like.
I agree.
That one is uncomfortable, I feel like, because you're just like, whoa. I think anytime you're kind of towing that line with bestiality, it gets uncomfortable.
See, okay.
To watch, especially with anyone. Yeah. If it's your deal, like... I get it. There's like furry communities where this is accepted and it's a thing.
There's a whole test that they have to pass in order to do that, and it's like a whole thing. Right. So it toes a line where it's like, does this pass test?
So, I mean, we're not here to kink shame at all.
No, I am pro monster fucker community.
And so, yeah, like if that's your jam, I support it. But like if you're watching it with another human, you're just kind of like, whoa. Hold up. So, like... It's one of those things, you know? And I mean, and especially that one, because there's really no consent implied there. Like, she's under hypnosis, like a whole thing. Mm-hmm. So this one, it's like total consent, but it's gross because I just keep thinking about how slimy, like, this whole thing was. Like, he doesn't look like a nice, clean werewolf where, like, the fur is fluffy. Like,
he just looks
I don't know
like
how to, like, he looks grimy.
And grimy, like, it's not... And the fur is not like that nice soft fur. It's like that like crinkly coarse fur. Yeah.
Yes. So I mean, it doesn't look good. You know, it's just like not. It's not an attractive kind of werewolf. And even just like the face, like nothing about this one is like
his lips
go like this. He's got like this weird teeth thing happening.
Yeah, he's got a severe underbite.
So you're just like, what is even going on with this? It's so gross.
And they smoke cigarettes after.
Yeah, then they smoke some cigs.
Classy.
Yeah. And then you're good to watch the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there will be, you know, of course, some violence, face ripping, you know, whatever, like that all continues on. And then you'll get to like the ultimate plot, which is like, what?
Yeah, like they talk about it.
Yeah, so
I mean, I don't know, somewhere earlier in the movie, and then you're like, wait, that doesn't quite make sense. But then, no, that's what happened.
That's really what happens. And you're like, did they just take it to this place? And it's like, okay, so they totally did. And you feel like kind of betrayed, bemused, bewildered at the end. And you're just like, ow. Okay. But I mean, you know, I guess happy enough ending at the end where like they go on to have a sequel, Wolf Cop 2, which Wolf I can't Cop speak 2. To because I have yet to watch it.
Wolf
but
Cop
I think 2
premiered
to...
in 2015. It tells you right at the end of Wolf Cop. I know. So Wolf Cop 2 coming in 2015.
9 years later and I still haven't watched it despite the fact that I love Wolf Cop so much. I wonder if there's another song by Parallels in there. I got to get on it. Like I am a remiss Wolf Cop fan.
Now you did post a picture earlier, did you put Moonlight Desire?
I did. Okay. I did. And that's so the song that I use.
Go. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I meant. Did you put that? Yeah.
I did. I hashtagged it and I put the song there. And I think I hashtag Parallels too.
Go to our Instagram.
Yes. Instagram and I think Facebook also.
I don't know if Facebook did the sound. I never listened to Facebook.
I think it does. It's yours.
Watch
it's
it.
On, it's on, it's the pod. It's on yours. And I think it's on Kat's mom too.
Yeah.
Kat's mom 75.
Yeah. So. Go listen, go check out our socials if just to listen to that song.
Yes, and you'll see my grumpy bear and you'll hear that sweet jam by Parallels.
Which I Moonlight really Desires. Hope is in the trailer so I can put it in here because dang,
know.
It's so good.
I know, I can't say that enough. So, I mean, the band Parallels, if you're still together, if any of you are around and you happen to hear this, like, shout out to you because that is a bop.
Can we just take a minute and can we also talk about the amazing Wolf Cop rap that's in the end credits?
I love a rap song ending. And I know, what is it? Maniac Cop?
Maniac Cop, yeah.
Had that fantastic ending that was like the Maniac Cop rap. And that's why Joe Bob Briggs did the Spookies rap. Which is legendary. If you guys don't know the Spookies rap.
You gotta know the Spookies
you've
rap.
Gotta know this. Number one,
go watch
Spookies.
Spookies.
Number two, watch the making of Spookies and
yes.
that whole thing after you watch Spookies and you'll understand why Spookies is the way it is. And then three, watch Joe Bob's Spookies rap.
Yes, you don't have to have Shudder to watch any of that, I think, because Joe Bob's at least is on YouTube, I believe.
Yes, but if you want to watch Spookies with Joe Bob, it's that much better.
It's that much better.
It's that much better.
Right.
So
but if you don't
love
like
Joe Bob and Darcy,
horror
so.
Hosts for whatever reason, or you know you're not...
Or you don't have Shudder.
You don't have Shudder, then...
Then, you know... Get Shudder if
Shudder.
You can afford it. If not,
we understand.
Sorry. I get it. It's times are hard. So yes, do all of the things.
But
this is very much. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. The Wolf Cop rap.
It's also if you're a fan of Rooster Teeth and the show Camp Camp, they would do a custom rap at the end credits for each of their episodes. So it's similar to that as well.
Nice.
It was really great.
Nice.
They would get like legit rappers in to like do these like dumb little things for their like 20-minute cartoon.
Fab. So yeah, big shout out to. And do we find a name? Mm-hmm.
Evil Ebenezer and Factor Chandelier.
Yes. Yes. Because that is fabulous. Not
it's
to like
so
have
good.
Them be overshadowed by Parallels. Love. But the Wolf Cop rap is also fantastic. Fantastic. The whole thing is just a joy. And, you know, not like a ton of stuff that you can peel off for.
No, it's very good for like a Halloween party, I would
yes,
say.
Yes. You can just kind of leave it on in the background.
Like, and
I think you'll have
a grown up Halloween party.
Yeah. Yeah. And just have a good time and just like watch some trash and just kind of like you will lose the thread of the plot if you're like dipping in and out. But it doesn't matter because you're just
matter.
Having a good time like watching Wolf Cop. It's fine.
I don't know that, you know, you need that much of the thread to follow along.
You don't. And honestly, you could even like slap it on at the beginning when everybody's still just getting a little bit drunk. So, I mean, like it's good time. It's
yeah,
a good
time.
Absolutely fantastic. All right. So uncomfortability rating. Where are you going to go?
That's hard because it's so obscure and so goofy.
Yeah,
it's hard
it's
to give
campy.
It a high number.
Very campy. Yeah.
But also it's very uncomfortable.
It is grody.
I want to say like 6.
I was going to go with like a 5.
5 was my initial thought, but then I was like if you're watching it with someone who isn't prepared for this,
yeah,
then
yeah.
like maybe
it could be a little higher for sure. Because I mean just like the alcoholism of it all can be triggering.
Can be triggering.
Yeah, definitely like drug use, gun violence, all that kind of thing. But again, you're watching a like kind of a slasher werewolf film. So, I mean, you kind of have to be prepared for some of that as far as the gore factor. But it is like a gross, it's a gross transition. He's a gross werewolf. Like he's not like a sexy beast. Mm-hmm. He's not a sexy beast.
Not a sexy beast. I mean, you know, if he's your type, he's your type and that's cool. But
if you like grime, I guess.
He's not like your traditional, conventionally attractive werewolf.
Yes, correct. Correct.
He's not Jacob.
No. No, honey, he's not.
I was just trying to think.
He is not. Oh my. Yeah, so I think in there it's like middling. You can handle it and you can peel off if you need to, but it's just like a fun goof 'em ups. I think I can't recommend it enough. I think everybody should watch it. I'm gonna give it a solid 7 out of 10 for me, just like as a like just like a joy. Just like a fun joy to watch. Do I think it's like a great film? No. Do I think it's like an important piece of cinema? Absolutely fucking not. Do I think it's just like a whole heap and heck of a lot of fun if you like werewolf movies? Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think I'll probably also go with 7. There are like a couple moments where it really gives like, ooh, this feels super cheap and like someone just shot it in their backyard, but it also is part of the charm that yes, it feels that
that's
way.
That's why I love it. That's why I love it. I guess I'm gonna call it like a soft 7, like a campy 7, just like a good time 7.
Yeah, like a soft 7.
Yeah, not, this is like a 7 for good times.
Good,
it's not
good time 7, not it's like a good 7 time for 7. Quality.
Yes, yes. I'm gonna call it a good time 7.
Good time 7.
Yeah, I think that should be. I think that should be a valid thing. Like if it's just like I really enjoy it, I get a kick out of it. I think it's a heap and heck of a lot of fun. That's in its own thing. As far as like cinematic quality, it's like a 2.5. Like as far as like enjoyment to watch, it's like a 7.
Good time 7.
It's a good
and
time 7.
And I think
seven.
That's going to be the title of this episode.
Good time 7?
Good time 7. Wolf Cop. Good time 7.
Good time 7. And you know, like if I'm watching something, and I think it's valid because if I'm watching something like The Shining, which is like a piece of cinema, it's a piece of art.
It's a masterpiece right there.
You know, like I'm going to rate that as a piece of art. I'm going to rate this as like, I had a good time watching this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did it change my life? A little bit.
I mean, like, kind of, yeah.
You know?
If like, we're being honest here.
Like, a little bit. It really did. Like, in a good goof-mumps way. Like, did watching something like The Shining change my life? It absolutely did. In, like, probably not a great way.
No,
but
in, like,
also
a very real way.
A very real way. You know? Like, it definitely, like, changed the way I think about some things. So, I mean, I think there's, like, both levels are valid, but in completely different ends of the spectrum, if correct, that makes sense to you guys. Super 8, I'm talking to you because I feel like you're my peeps and you're gonna hear my words and be like, that bitch is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she speaks the truth.
She does. And like legit bonus points to anyone who goes out and watches this movie because it is just so much fun.
You will not regret it.
You will not regret
it. If you, I mean, and maybe werewolves aren't your thing. I don't know. But if they are in any way, shape, or form, or if you love campy horror movies, you know, which is really my heart and soul right there. And I feel like this is like if I were there's no way I would ever be able to make good cinema. I don't think ever. I don't think I'm talented enough in that way. I don't think I'm artistic enough in that way.
I don't know that I'd want to be either.
I think if I were to make a film, like it would be something like this, like, you know, kind of insurrectionist, cheeky, kind of like thrown up a hairy middle finger. Is that what one of the reviewers said?
Yeah, throws up a furry finger a to furry some finger. Evil doers.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I feel like that would kind of be my vibe, you know, with maybe like some feminist leanings. But I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely pass the Bechdel test. But
so I mean, hey. So yeah, that's what I would say. I think it's fun. You should watch it. It's good Halloween vibes. It's a good time. Good time. It's just a good time film.
If we're going to talk about awesome wraps, I do feel like we maybe want to mention a certain song that came out recently.
What?
I guess it's not a rap.
Oh, but I know what you're talking about. You want to have another Grumps moment?
I kind of, well, that's not yet. That's a Starbomb moment.
I'm
first
sorry.
Off.
It's a Starbomb moment.
Starbomb?
Maybe.
Finally said they were going to put another album out, which is super exciting because they were going to leave
it's
at
Grumps
3. It's Grumps adjacent. They said that they were going to leave it at 3. And on the Triforce album, their third album, they multiple times say, hey, this is probably going to be our last album. But they came out with another one, which is very exciting. and they put two songs out so far.
Was it Rise of the Lyrics? Is that what it's called?
The album, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, which is another Triforce reference.
So are you referencing the song or the Whisper song?
I was thinking the Whisper song, because the first song is not called Rise of the Lyrics.
No, the album is called Rise of the Lyrics.
Yeah. But I didn't know what you meant by the song.
Are you talking about like...
No, I was
the Nintendo song or the Whisper song?
That's the Pokemon Smasher Pass song.
Oh, the Pokemon Smasher Pass song.
Or the Whisper song. And I was referencing the Whisper song.
Not Smasher Star Pass. Bomb song.
No, what? They're both Star Bomb songs.
No, the Star Bomb song is based on the Whisper song.
Oh, I didn't know about the Whisper song.
Oh.
Hold on.
What is the Star Bomb song called? It's the Nintendo thing.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Let's take this back to like four misunderstandings ago.
That's the Whisper song.
I did not know about that.
No, this all has to say it except for the part where I played the Whisper song.
I don't think it should. Okay, sure.
That has to be in there that you didn't realize that the Star Bomb song was based on that.
Why would I have heard that song?
It's just part of culture. It's all over TikTok. It's just part of their thing.
When was it all over TikTok?
I can fucking show you.
It's not on my side of TikTok.
Do you ever see those TikToks where it's like, you know, somebody holds a gun to your head and you need to lip sync this entirely right?
Oh yeah, those are very generational based though.
That is one of the ones that comes up is the Ying Yang Twins.
On yours. Not on mine. On mine it's all like musicals and like songs from fandoms that I know.
I just crack my ass up every time I see it because this one TikToker does it just like amazingly. It's like her husband is just like laying in bed like pretending to be asleep and she's just like all up in his face like, and he's like trying so hard not to laugh and she's like doing all this to him like right in his face and he's just like it's so funny. I'm gonna find it and send it to you.
Okay. I
but
feel
that
kind of
is
now,
what
but
that Star Bomb song is based on. Because he's like, that. Wait till you see the rest.
Yeah, wait till you see the rest. That's so bad. I thought they were just like that funny.
I mean, no tea in our shade. Star Bomb is that funny. But they didn't come up with that whole thing. That's based, it's called Wait, the Whisper Song by Ying Yang Twins. What is the Star Bomb song called?
Nintendo Online's Greatest Announcement.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait till you edit this together. I can't wait to see how
it's gonna
this
sound
is
awful.
Gonna be. But like, because we can't play. I played a little piece of the Whisper song, Forget, so she could hear what the Ying Yang Twins version of it sounded like. Because apparently, she's totally unaware of this song that Star Bomb had based. There's a and I'm just calling it the Whisper song.
It's like a double parody.
Thinking that
it's
like
a parody of Nintendo and it's a parody of the Whisper song.
Correct.
I thought you were just saying that because he whispers the whole
time. No.
Song.
And that's what's so beautiful about this moment. Because this is what's been in my head all the time because, like, I know this song. I know the Ying Yang Twins and, like, the Nintendo one I don't know as well. So it's, like, every time I hear it, I think of the other one. It's so good. But now you know.
Now I know.
Now you know. And Wu-Tang is for the children. But not the Ying Yang Twins. You gotta be over 18 for them.
Yeah, you do. I feel embarrassed.
I feel hilarious. So shout out to the Game Grumps if you guys are listening. This is so funny.
Yeah. Starbomb.
Yeah, Starbomb. I'm so funny. I'm so sorry. Rather, Game Grumps.
So I mean, Game Grumps is
Game Grumps
the same
adjacent.
People. I mean, same main characters, except Starbomb also has Ninja Brian.
Yes, Ninja Brian. I can't leave Ninja Brian out.
Shout out to Ninja Brian. You're really cool.
And I do love Pokemon Smasher Pass.
Pokemon. You can't smash deals.
I really do enjoy it. I listen to it probably more than I should. I really think it's good. It's just like a smooth jam and I enjoy it.
Yeah, that one's very good. I'm very excited to see what you guys have on this one. I really, really loved the rejected song ideas off of the Triforce album. So good. I think about that one a lot. Especially, what if we wrote a song about when you're trying to jump over a thing and you're not able to jump far enough, so you just kill Yoshi? We're not doing a song about that, Aaron. Sorry, I'll edit that out.
You can leave it in. It's like I get really terrified when I watch them play, like on Game Grumps, and they do things that are really. I've got a terrible fear of heights, and I try very hard not to be afraid of anything. And I did go up on high things before, and I will go up on some high things again. But it's almost crippling when I'm watching someone play video games, or if I have to play video games. Where I have to be
you couldn't play
very high things.
It Takes Two because it was too much high things.
It's a lot of high things and I feel scared. Like, and I know it doesn't matter. It's just a video game. It's like nothing's gonna hurt me.
Yeah, and you respawn in the exact same spot. And I thought that one really wasn't even that bad with high things.
It's not that big a deal, whatever. But I mean, like, and the little sky places in, like, Mario and stuff where you're, like, in the sky, like, the literal sky.
So what about, like, Rainbow Road? Like when you play Mario Kart, is that okay because you're in space?
It's a little better.
Really?
But I mean, it's not great. I don't love it. I don't love any of it. I don't. And watching them play, like what was the one we have to climb out of hell?
Chained Together.
That was a little rough because it's like, and they're fine. They fall and they're fine and everything's fine. But like.
I mean, they yell at each other, but it's fun. It's part of the fun.
Yeah. Like that can be very nerve wracking for me, which is. You know, it's just a stupid thing. Like, I get it, but, like, it's just one of those things.
We've turned into an official Grumps podcast, by the way. I hope you guys appreciate.
Day one, or day two, probably, of posting on our podcast about how much we love Game Grumps until
it is the second thing that we've posted on our podcast. I also wanted to just do, like, a little book club moment.
Yeah.
Grady, I love you. I'm very excited for your book to come
out. Oh, I know
what
you're going to talk about.
I know you know what I'm going to talk about. I do really want to read Horror Movie. What did that other guy that you really like?
Paul Tremblay.
What did he write?
Horror Movie.
No, the other guy that you like.
Oh, Stephen Graham Jones?
Yes, Stephen Graham Jones. Sorry.
Oh, he wrote Only Good Indians. And the one I'm reading right now is... Don't Fear the Reaper. It's the there's a trilogy of them. The first one is My Heart is a Chainsaw.
Yes, that
and
one.
And then
that's
the third one is was it The Angel of Eden Lake, I think is the name of it. And I love Stephen Graham Jones. I am really it's a very unusual style of writing that I really, really am enjoying.
I want to talk about Chuck Tingle.
Yes. I don't even know why you threw it to me because
I
just really want to talk about Chuck Tingle.
I'm trying to be chill. I want to talk about Chuck Tingle. Now,
right. Shout out to Browse About Books in Rehoboth, Delaware, which is where we picked up Chuck Tingle's book.
On like a whim. Yes. I knew nothing about Chuck Tingle
before.
No,
it was
this.
A totally judging a book by its cover moment.
Yes. And I really wasn't sure. And I'm not like a big like Hollywood, like California type of person.
Unless we're there,
unless
in which
we're
case
there,
we're completely
unless, yeah,
Hollywood.
We are. We're very Hollywood. We're very LA. But I picked up Bury Your Gaze.
Do you say bury or bury?
I say bury.
Bury.
But apparently that's not right.
I say bury.
Bury Your Gaze. When I say it, I don't know. People don't understand what I'm saying. So I'm
they
trying to
understand
when
you say bury?
Well, I... tried to tell multiple people about Bury Your Gaze and they were like, what? And I'm like, bury your gaze, like homosexuals. Shout out to But I'm a Cheerleader as well. I love that movie. Anyway, he did such like a good job of using tropes that are like existing in the gay culture and like Hollywood and like all these gay films in such a way to convey the exact emotions that he wanted to, of like feeling like you cannot come out for whatever reason because you're worried about who's gonna see, so you can't say what you want to say, you can't act the way that you want to act. One of the main characters is Ace, and they play like a huge role in the story, and they're like a good representation of an Ace character. I know everyone loved Todd in BoJack as Ace representation, but I kind of didn't think he was a great guy.
He's all right.
He was all right, but he had a lot of... I just think this one is really nice person and just like is absolutely amazing. And
was this an erotic book? It says he does a lot of erotica.
That's all his other ones where it's like Friday the 69th and like all of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
But not this, so much this one was not. This is one of his like more serious books, even though he like put a whole thing about how he hates that because everything is serious. It's just a different form of.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it was so good. It really like made me feel things. It made me feel so seen. And so if you are queer, if you're into horror, if you're Ace and you want like some representation in a book, read this. It's so good. It's I really liked it. If you have like any, you know, if you're interested in writing, I think this one had a lot of good stuff as well. The main character is a TV writer.
I did not read this book, so I can't speak to it at all, but I just have a question.
Yeah.
I will occasionally listen to cozy mystery stories. That's the other thing that I really enjoy. I like either heads exploding or just like cozy sweaters and light murder. You did listen to the Miracle Springs bookstore ones, like
Yeah, with the that Ace character is wonderful as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say there is an Ace character in those, and I cannot place the name of the author right now, but I mean we can put it in the show notes. Yeah, lovely little cozy mystery story about like a bookstore owner
and like murder keeps happening around
keeps happening in this little town of Miracle Springs, where it's like literally people go there like to like experience their health spas.
Yeah, and I love
like,
the little scone shopper with the bakery or
There's like a bakery where she like bakes these miracle scones, like
she bakes has, what you need,
yeah, what you need that at that moment to make you feel like comfort and healing. And it's just a delightful series, which I will find the title, the author for, and we'll put it in the show notes for everybody. That I listen to, I use Chirp is what I listen to because I'm too cheap for Audible. But yeah, I was wondering, there is an Ace character that arrives, I think, in like the second book,
second or third one. Yeah,
yeah. And I was gonna ask if that was,
he's very sweet. I don't relate to him as much, but
he's a little older,
sweet.
I think
he's a bit
in
older
life.
And he's more like of an eccentric man, which I'm just very like quiet and chill, and I just
Yeah.
And I think that this does a really good job of that. And it really, like, there's... I want to talk about all the things that happen, but I don't want to spoil anything, so I
can't. No, because I haven't read it yet.
It's so good. And, like, seriously, DM me if you want to chat about it, because I would gladly.
Yeah, I got to finish at least one. I'm reading two. One is a Stephen Graham Jones book, and the other one, I'm reading Don't Fear the Reaper, and the other one is one that Grady Hendrix talked about, which is John Saul's The God Project.
Mm-hmm. And,
can
also
we just
have
talk about that
Unicorn
story that about how...
yeah, this is Book Club Corner. We're going to talk about books.
Yeah, when we saw Grady Hendrix at the Mahoning, he does a really good presentation about whatever's happening. And we didn't see...
If you have a chance to see him, you should.
Yeah, we didn't see the witchcraft presentation we saw the first night, which was all about like killer demon children, which was kind of along with the movies that we saw that night, which was like Possession. The Brood we saw in It's Alive was the third one. It was a triple feature. And so he was talking about like demonic children, possessed children, killer kids, you know, that kind of trope. And he talked about tell me it's John Saul.
It's John Saul.
Okay. Because I was like, is it suddenly Paul Saul got into my mind?
Oh. Shoot, maybe it is Paul Saul.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. That rhymes. It's definitely Saul.
Yes, it's John Saul. Okay. Right. So he was talking about John Saul, and then he was like, he had the most interesting life. And I'm like, I don't know anything about John Saul. Strangely enough, I never really read any of his books. I read a lot of horror novels. I never got into John Saul.
And he wrote so many books.
So many. And apparently they're all about children and small towns and like the sins of the past creeping up to take revenge on the future. The one that I'm reading, The God Project, was one of the ones that he had mentioned, and he talked about his life
about that project.
Where he was married to his husband in the 70s in a Catholic church. Amazing, right?
Impressive, yeah.
Like, wild. And that it is really his husband who, like, kind of sets up...
Who pretty much writes the entire book.
The book. And, you know, John just kind of comes in, like, spiffs it up, and then does all of the front man work for it. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, very open about all of this and how this is just, like, a thing that goes on. And I think that is the most loveliest thing I have ever heard, because I would love to be that guy in the background who's like, I got this idea. I think it should go like this. And just be like, do-do-do, whole outline, do-do-do-do-do. Just hand it off to somebody who, like, spiffs it up, makes it work, and then just, like, takes it out there. Does all of what I would consider, like, the really hard work of, like, publishers, editors, you know, boop, 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 publicity tours, all that crap. And I can just, like, sit back and read the benefits because, like, that's my man's. So I don't have to worry about any of that. And I just thought that was the coolest thing.
It's pretty cool.
That I've ever heard. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, that does seem like a pretty good deal. And they both together wrote so many books.
Right? Like, tons and tons and tons and tons and tons. So, I mean, I just think that's just, like, the sweetest deal. Really, I've got, like, so much respect for that.
That really feeds into your, like, sidekick energy that we talked about. You know what? Earlier.
It kind of does full circle, right?
Yeah.
Full circle. Full circle. Yeah, I really feel like that's such a vibe. I love it. It's just, like, the fact that they were able to get this done in the 70s is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know where they've managed to find this priest to, like, so, like, you know, it was, like, the opposite of, like, there was no civil ceremony, but, like, in the eyes of the Catholic Church, yeah, they're together.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the opposite of what you would normally hear. So, I mean, good on whoever performed that ceremony. I think that's just, like, total badassery right there. I love that. I love that whole story.
Yeah, that's very sweet. And, yeah, that concludes our...
That concludes Book Corner.
Book Corner.
Okay. That book concludes Club Corner. The Don't Look podcast book club corner. So I guess you don't necessarily have to look. If you're reading, you can listen to the audiobook.
That's
so
true. There you go. That's true. So if you want something to look at.
Or you could do it in Braille.
Yeah. But okay. Maybe we can say it like this though. If you want something to look at, then read a book.
Yes. If you want something to look at, read a book.
We suggest these and then we'll talk about books.
Yeah. Hey, look at that.
Yeah. Next time when we come back.
When we come back.
I'm reading another Trixie Belden right now, so that'll probably finish that by the next time we record. And then I ordered Chuck's other big book, Camp Damascus, so I'm going to read that. I'm very excited.
I will take Bury Your Gaze to Florida with me because I'm going to be finished with one and I have to travel with at least two. So
yeah. I don't know how you're going to feel about the start, but the plot picks up like in the second half. It's like a Grady book where it's like
all of a sudden you get to the point of no return.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, hell is breaking loose. Yeah. What will I do?
It's very much like that.
Oh no.
So I'm excited for you to read it. Please, if anyone wants to chat about it, let me know. And then you also picked up Jade Unicorn, which is kind of
another Grady Hendrix.
Wild
mention.
Another Grady Hendrix mention.
I can't wait to read that. All right, good deal.
Shout-outs? Trip down to social meds.
Oh, social meds first?
Yeah, normally, yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Our Instagram is?
don't_look_podcast with no apostrophe.
Our Facebook?
Is the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know if there's underscores on Facebook. It's just like a Don't Look Podcast Facebook page.
If you look it up, you'll find it.
Yeah, you'll find it. Our you can email us at
don'tlookpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, and no apostrophe in that T either.
Cool.
You can need them to be valid characters.
You can find me at catsmom75 on Insta.
You can find me if you look hard enough.
Or I'm sorry, I'm on the gram.
On the gram.
You can find Kat at Catastrophe Nico.
On the gram as well.
On the gram as well. And she's tagged in everything that gets posted. So you'll find her. You'll see pictures of her cuteness. And like vague pictures of me, I guess, if you really want to see all that mess.
I don't really post pictures on my Insta though, so you're
no,
you're
but
off.
I post pictures on your Insta from the pod.
So you're better off just following the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get more content.
Yeah, and
way.
I mean, you could repost the pod stuff on your Facebook too, which you probably
should. I will.
Yeah. So there you go.
There we go.
All right. Anything else that you want to talk about?
Shout outs. Quick shout outs to
Chuck for doing
Chuck
the intro.
Marshall for doing the music.
Billy for doing our amazing logo. Yes. And we'll put his contact info in the show notes as well.
Yeah, he does like freelancing graphic design work if you have anything that you need.
Yep. And he's also working on a sweet logo for our little haunted house.
Yeah, it'll be Graves Haunted Yard.
Graves Haunted Yard, which we are knee deep in the production zone of. Because, you know, we're like late bloomers here. We like to get everything out like at the very end. So it's all going on.
It's all going on.
So many tools, so little time.
Shout out to Grady Hendrix. If you are listening, we love you so much. Shout out to Dan Avedon, Aaron Hansen, and
Grump but not so Grump.
Ninja Brian. Brian, I don't know your last name. I'm very sorry. So you're just Ninja Brian. I hope that's cool. Shout out to Chuck Tingle. You really are an amazing author.
Shout out to the cat who's literally knocking Jack. Stuff off of the table right now. Because he's a jerk like all cats are. Even the best little boys and girls are cats at heart.
Truth.
And he's feeling himself.
He is. Shout out to Famous Monsters, RetroCon, and the Mahoning Drive-In.
Oh, always a big shout out to the Mahoning.
Always a big shout out to the Mahoning. I think that's pretty much everything.
I think that's it for now.
All right. Well, we will see you guys in a few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. In a couple of weeks. And we'll keep you posted on everything, all the fun stuff that's happening here at the DLP. All right. Good night, Super 8. We love you.
We love you.
And all we can say is, oh. If anybody asks you to join the drink and shoot, no.
Well, what about if your dad mysteriously got killed by wild animals 32 years ago,
and then strange things may be happening 32 years now? Don't look.
Listen. Our Instagram is,
I don't know.
Dude, we do this every time.
I know, I'm literally on it right now, but I can't go back because I'm looking for music to put with Mr. Black.
Jack Handsome Cat. Disrupting the pod.
Yeah, our Instagram is don't underscore.